Week 9. Hello, everyone. I hope you are having a wonderful week. Thank you to everyone who dropped off their booklets for me to look over and to those who emailed in their work. It is always such a joy to see what you have been up to. I would like to start off this post with another mandala. Thank you, Perry, for sending in your beautiful artwork. Here are some activities to work on this week. Read for enjoyment. This week, I will be adding bonus points to all those who are continuing to read on Kids A to Z. Be sure to check your messages located on the control panel. I would also like to introduce another virtual library, the International Children's Digital Library. You can click the link below to visit it. This collection contains books from around the world and in many different languages. I found it a bit tricky to navigate at first, but found the best way to explore was to click on some of the featured books. There is also an option to search by country at the top of the page. You can spin the globe using the arrow and choose a location. Have fun exploring! Write for enjoyment. This week, I thought we could all use a good laugh. In your journals or on a blank piece of paper, respond to one of the following prompts. Who is the funniest person you know? What makes them so funny? Describe a time they made you laugh very hard. Or write down a joke that you find funny and create an illustration for it. It can be a joke that you have learned or one that you have created. Try the joke on a few people and describe their reactions. Have fun! Please email in your jokes if you would like me to share them on the class blog. Design a tower. Last week, we determined which shapes would slide, stack, or roll. I have included the answer key for your reference. In class this week, we took some time to practice stacking 3D shapes. We then sketched out tower designs using 2D shapes and built them. Here are a few of the results. If you would like to join in, please send in your tower designs. We will build them in class and post them on the blog next week. When you are creating your designs, remember to indicate if you would like the triangle to be a cone, pyramid, or prism. We look forward to your creations. Visit the library and music blogs. Both Miss Rapp and Miss Yi have new posts on their blogs. You can view them by clicking the links below. Visit the ELL page. Miss Simmons has added a variety of new activities. Please click the tab at the top of the page to explore. Get moving. This week, let's move along to a routine from Cosmic Kids Yoga. Cosmic Kids Yoga offers a variety of virtual classes created with kids in mind. Each class has a unique theme. This week, we will try the Minecraft Yoga Adventure. Have fun! If you would like to try more videos from Cosmic Kids Yoga, click the link below. Have a great week, everyone. We will see you back here next Wednesday.